While the communal online encyclopedia probably won't ever be perfect, it is a small price to pay for what it offers. The reading offers criticisms that are largely the result of prejudice and ignorance about the progress online encyclopedias have made. First, the criticism that online encyclopedias have errors isn't really a fair criticism, because traditional encyclopedias have never been perfectly accurate either. If you are looking for a truly comprehensive reference work without errors, it cannot be found in any format. It is much easier for errors to be corrected in an online encyclopedia than a printed and bound encyclopedia, where errors can reside for decades. Second, online encyclopedias have recognized the importance of protecting their materials from malicious entities such as hackers. One of the strategies they use is to publish the facts that are not disputed in a read-only format to prevent them from being changed. Another strategy is to hire a staff of editors dedicated to monitoring all article changes and delete malicious changes. And finally, how do you determine what is truly important to know? In a traditional encyclopedia, there is a limited amount of space, and only articles determined by a select group of academics as important are included. In practice, this does not truly reflect the vast range of interest in society. However, space is not a concern for online encyclopedias. While there is a large variety of articles reflecting the diversity of interest in the internet community, the academic articles are still represented in the online encyclopedias. This diversity and increased amount of readily available information is one of the largest advantages to online encyclopedias.